Good morning, everybody. Today is Monday, the 23rd of August. Joining us this morning with her flowers on, Linda Wise from Recology.
Well, good morning.
You look like you've been outside in the sunshine.
Well, I went to the fair yesterday and bought this shirt. Supported some of the vendors at the fair. Yes.
And how were the horsies?
I only participated in two races and lost both of them.
With conviction?
Yes. I went for it, you know. Money on the long shot.
Oh, and it remained a long shot even after the race. Did it make it all the way around?
It did.
Okay. Well,
it was a beautiful horse.
Yeah. I don't understand. I've been to like maybe Golden Gate Fields once and Portland Downs once and Grants Pass Downs once and then, you know, out at Ferndale. There's no way I can make rhyme or reason or heads or tails out of anything associated with that. And I've had people try to explain it to me. Maybe I'm slow on the uptake. But they're looking and looking and detailing the history and who the riders are and who they were running against. And it's like me with baseball stats. But
no,
never win.
No.
So I think it's just more of a shot in the dark.
Right. That's the way I do it. Throw mud at the wall. See what happens.
Mud is an upgrade. That's good.
Yes.
All right. Are you ready for your question here?
Okay. Hope I'm on it.
Well, I don't know. Many aren't. Many are not. Let's see if we can find. Oh, this is an easy one.
Pick one that I'll get.
Why is a pair of aces and a pair of jacks in poker called a dead man's hand?
Oh, I think it's because some famous gunslinger was holding that when he got shot in the head.
Yeah. In the back.
In the back. Oh, yeah. Bat Masterson. Was that him?
Wild Bill Hickok.
Oh, well, I was close.
In Deadwood, South Dakota. I sat in that spot. We had a radio convention there about four or five years ago.
Did they name it Deadwood after him after he died?
No, it was known as that prior to the event.
Oh, I see. Well, maybe you shouldn't have gone there.
Yeah, that was a pretty good convention.
All right, well, I almost got it right.
Yeah. Somebody died.
Yes.
Oh, boy. You know, we keep hearing an awful lot about changes at the state with funding for this and funding for that. And, you know, the schools now have got silly money. One time, some of the cities are, the roads are getting some. What about in recycling and your end of the ballpark? Is there changes going on there financially to allow some of these other things that everybody espouses that they want?
Well, I'm not so sure with financially. It's a private company. We're employee-owned, as you know, and a private company. So
you work with the government pretty hard.
I do, but we're not usually we don't benefit from a lot of grants. But I will say that there are some legislative changes happening, not just in the state of California, but in across the country. There's a recognition that plastics are a problem, and the fact that the way that plastics are labeled that make them confusing for people to understand which plastics are recyclable or not.
Not all triangles are recyclable?
No. That one through seven is pretty much a zip code for us, and there's many different plastics, you know, subplastics in those triangles. Believe it or not, there's 48,000 different kinds of plastics, and that means 48,000 different markets, 48,000 different directions, 48,000 different stacks of bales, so you can't do it all.
So nobody's like an amalgamator? Or is that kind of what your function is?
No, but the easier way to do it is to hold the plastics and the container producers responsible for seeing to it that packaging is recyclable.
Or maybe get it down to three choices.
Three choices would be nice.
Yeah, three piles and yeah.
Yeah.
So is it that everybody's? It's kind of like herding cats, and everybody does their own thing, or is there? I'm surprised with all the regulation that's all over the place that the manufacturers aren't falling underneath that edict to require some kind of consistency.
Well, I suppose it's a lot like cigarettes. I'm thinking, you know,
I'm going to miss this question.
It's money and getting them to do it. It's a big the plastic industry is huge, and to them it means money. So,
are there significant differences between each of these 48,000? I mean, most of us go, okay, it's oil based.
Well, when you're looking at some packages, you'll sometimes see a package that has a liner of a different of plastic. Those are different kinds of plastics lined within a different kind of plastic. So
like the turkey meat container that's got the little thin plastic inside the plastic container, those are two separate entities?
They could be. Yeah, they could be, and that makes it a problem to be able to recycle those things. So if we had, like you said, a standard package with responsible kind of labeling with the recycling triangles that truly mean it is. Now, I'm not wanting to say to give up recycling those things. We can make the decision when we're at the transfer station. We'll pull off the things that are recyclable. The bigger problem with recycling nowadays here locally is contamination. And that's having to do with having garbage in the recycling, bagged recycling, and that kind of things.
Which is not understanding that what's recyclable and not?
I think part of that is at times that way, but I think we've had to adhere to some restrictions from the people who are receiving our recycling about how clean it has to be. So there's new standards we have to abide by. So if there's food in there, you can't leave a little bit of food in your containers to squish it around on other recycling. You can.
So clean means like fire hose clean? Dishwasher clean?
Just get most of the squishy stuff off. So something, you know, as much as you can.
Back to my turkey meat container. Could eat all
Don't
the turkey.
Eat all
kind of like what Mom used to say. Eat all your food.
Eat all your food. just the drippy stuff becomes a problem for us, so.
That just sounds so healthy. KINS News Information Time. It's 8:00.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbara Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are Easy Radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy Radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Linda Wise from Recology. Now, there's Humboldt Recology. There's Fortuna Recology.
Eel River, we call it.
Well, okay. You just dropped Valley? Does everything feed into the same waste stream? I mean, do they get processed differently? What's the distinction between the two other than the geographic?
Well, some of the material that hits the transfer station floor in Fortuna goes the same place as hits the transfer station floor at the Humboldt Waste Management Authority. That's not owned by Recology. That material, if it's garbage, goes to Oregon Dry Creek Landfill.
Garbage.
It's okay. Some material from Fortuna goes to Anderson when we can get across the highway. Nowadays, it's been challenging for all of us. So,
yeah, are you having to take it down to where would you go? 38.
We were
and loop around.
Well, 36 is closed as well. So,
right.
You know, we're making some choices about where it's. It's a day to day thing. So you may have to go down to 20 and come around, but we also have to be cognizant of driver hours, how long it take, you know, how long a driver's on the highway.
Need to set up a trade with a hotel over on I-5 somewhere.
I don't know. Something happens. it's a challenge, and that happens. We're kind of used to that kind of thing because we have slides a lot on 101.
Well, we've had fires recently too on all of them. Yeah.
So we are using this 2021 term. We pivot.
Oh.
Yeah. So all the time.
You know, it's funny. I kind of was familiar with that term before then.
Yeah, I didn't think of it this way, though.
No. But the analogy is pretty comparable. So when you're looking to pull out these various plastics that we were referencing in the first mm-hmm. segment, it's not like there's a magnet. You can automate that thing. Or is there a way you can automate?
There are automated ways of doing that, but we don't have that here in Humboldt County. The main reason is because much of that is done through AI, and we don't have it. It's at a technology level where we don't have technicians currently up here that could service it.
Not even a financial issue.
No.
Servicing.
Yeah, but we have humans that take off the plastic, so it goes along the sort line, and they'll throw it in this big cage, and when the cage is full, we open the back of it, and it gets turned into a bale, and we store it until we have 22 tons, and we send it to the highest price.
So you've got, 48,000 different plastics. How many of those different types would you run across, let's say, in an average month?
We probably run across all of those plastics, but we don't recycle them all.
Okay.
So we're really looking at, I think what we're doing right now is 8 commodities. That we're sending out. One or two of them are mixed plastic, so they have more than one number in them. So there's 8 commodities that go out of there. There's 8 different places.
With the price of petroleum now, or crude, going up, has that allowed for that secondary market to be more interested in recycling?
Yes. That's the way it goes.
Oh, there's a smile.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. Well, it's interesting when you're sending material out. Whatever money you're getting, more money that you're getting in from the recycled material, you're paying in fuel to move it. So it's usually kind of always flatlining.
You're able to get it out, though.
We're able to get out.
Instead of wondering, how high is the mountain going to be?
Right. It's always a flatline. It's
yeah.
Yeah. So.
So with the facility you guys have got out on the North Spit, have you outgrown it already?
No. Actually, we could use more material.
Oh, really?
It would be good to maybe get about where we could. Our capacity out there is about 22,000 tons per year. I think we're running about 16. We could take about another 6,000 tons. Where we would get it is the interesting. We are currently taking material from Del Norte County.
Okay, and that's adding into that total?
Right, so adding into that, and that helps those folks there. We do take some material from Ashland, Oregon.
So they're driving it down here?
Yes, and we're making efficient loads because we're taking trash to Dry Creek, which is just kind of next door.
That's what I was wondering, if it was a backhaul for you.
Yes, always the efficient haul, find the way to do it.
Okay. Yeah. So is there some products, some types that we're not handling properly at the consumer level that could fill up some of that 6,000 tons?
Well, I think I think that it would be best if we didn't use plastic. I think that it would be best if we were to use higher quality materials or something that's got
like glass?
Glass or aluminum, tin. Those kind of things. You're seeing more beverages being put in aluminum now. You even see water in it. So it's and people are drinking their booze in there now. So
booze has always been in a bottle. You're saying get rid of the bag, the brown paper bag that is around the bottle?
No, I'm talking about plastic. Yeah. Get rid of the plastic. Try to limit the plastic and reuse containers as much as you can. I'm seeing now that if you're going out to get your cup of coffee, now you can take your reusable coffee cups now and get them refilled, kind of things.
Or use a thermos. Why not?
Yeah.
It's 8:30.
right. It's going to happen.
Stand by playback.
And now.
Live. Real Red Meat Radio.
I keep forgetting I'm president.
This is the Lars Larson Show.
And these kids who come, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans.
No. Here's your host, Lars Larson.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson. Join me for the Lars Larson Show, weeknights 10 to midnight. Honestly provocative talk radio on KINS.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time is 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with the general manager from Recology, Linda Wise. Linda, the concept of this recycling and sorting and all that stuff that's kind of behind the scenes, kind of like Wizard of Oz, right, behind the curtain?
It is. It is exactly like that, or it's like Willy Wonka.
Well, that would mean you'd have to have a top hat.
Well, I could find one probably.
Yeah, probably, rather quickly.
Yeah.
Just have to see if there's still a rabbit inside of it, huh?
Yeah, it is. I'd still keep it that way.
What is the biggest wow when people either find out what happens out there or back in the days when you do the tours? What is the wow factor that people just don't really grasp until they see it?
Well, if they come out there, if we've had tours, they can come out there and they can look at a pile of material that looks exactly like trash and have it transformed by human beings into a shiny cubes. And there is a lot of labor that goes into this, and I think that that's what people say wow to. We were talking before and during the break, we have a garbage museum out there, and it will be open as soon as we can, you know, when we're not social distancing for lunches any longer for the employees out there. But we'll be opening that, and it's kind of fun for people to come and visit if they're out at the beach. You know, you can come in and get out of the wind, and there's a glass wall there, so you can see the Willy Wonka material going back there. It's kind of an education to sit and watch, you know, the kind of labor that goes into this.
I would have thought that the volume, just seeing how much stuff
it is
kind of the, well, and maybe that's a sobering moment rather than a wow moment.
Yeah,
but just to see how much stuff there is, and whether it's used, partially used, the container, just the poundage coming through.
Yeah, it does overwhelm people when they see it, and they'll say, "How much is that?" You know, and you'll say, "That's like 2 days worth of material," and you know, and it's a huge thing.
Stack of stuff,
the pyramids of Giza or something intertwined with hoses, which we don't take, but we do. If for some reason, there's a lot of garden hoses. Recycling and they're not recyclable, but it just seems like that's always part of what the pile looks like.
Well, yeah, what are some of the things that people do perceive can be reused or recycled or reprocessed? It doesn't really make the grade, other than squishy, goopy
drippy
things.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I think one of the things, you know, are garden hoses. I'll say that electrical. Line, you know, like your what are those contractors use, the extension cords, those things, Christmas lights, frying pans, cooking materials, those kind of things. Even though those things are made out of metal, and yeah, there's a recycling stream for those, but the curbside recycling container is not the place for that. That's more to go to someplace like a metal yard or something like that, where it can be crushed with a car or something. But that, car parts, batteries, those kind of things find their way in.
Yeah, batteries are kind of, a car battery is kind of a different critter.
It is. Even though they are recyclable, they don't go into the curbside can. That's not the intention of it. We've had fires as a result of that there, where we've had to close down, and we have people there. So, you know, it's their life and health at risk for that.
When you go into other areas, I'm thinking of all these different types of recyclables. Do you end up with like 10 or 12 different containers at each stop? Okay, this is for this, and this is for that, and that's for that. Or is our template that most of us experience here pretty much what the standard is throughout the country.
I think it is throughout the country, but I think that there are resources out there for people to know where to take these things. There's on our website, there's a whatbin.com, just like it sounds, whatbin.com. The Humboldt Waste Management Authority has a website that is it has some communication about what to do with things like mattresses. Those kind of things are recyclable, and they have their own waste stream, but it's probably best that they be taken down there. Appliances, those kind of things. There are resources out there for people to find the information on how to get there.
Even paint cans.
Even paint cans, that kind of thing, too. Recycling your hazardous waste, you know, your household hazardous waste.
That's probably the toughest thing, I would think, for a lot of us, and after confusion, is what is hazardous today may not have been yesterday, and tomorrow, who knows what the definition might be.
Yeah, and that's always changing. And again, the Waste Authority will have that information, the HWMA. They're a different company from us over at the transfer station. Oh, this is new. The citizens of Fortuna can now use the household hazardous waste facility over at the Waste Authority. They need to be contacted separately or looked up on their website to find out what days they take it, what their public days are. But yes, City of Fortuna residents are now able to do that.
At the transfer site?
At the transfer station in Eureka.
They drive up.
To Eureka. And it's the best way to do it. And it's very easy and inexpensive.
I don't know why we certainly have probably a larger share of electronic turnover and replacement here than many other places. It just is kind of cool to get some of that stuff out of here. There was a server.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, 3 feet by a foot, weighed like I almost said a brick something. A brick house?
A brick house. That'd be heavy.
Free. Mm-hmm. It just had to, muscle it up into the truck, and then, it's kind of like fire drill. You pull up, they come running to you and unload it all, and it just, getting it out of where you are, and then knowing that it's not something that you're trying to be sneaky about.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there are resources for people to take these things. And with many of the residents that are Recology customers, if they get curbside pickup, there are bulky item pickups that are available to people twice a year.
Is that like the sofas we see on the street?
The sofas, the mattresses, the refrigerators, the tires. We can take up to 9 tires. As long as it's consolidated into one package and that we're able to manage it, we can't take things like pianos. But
you mean like zip tie your tires?
Well, the tires will work, but we can pick them up ourselves. But we'll come and pick them up. We do take appointments. We'll probably need to strategize with the customer right now because, you know.
So you just don't leave it out there on your pickup day?
No. You have to give us a call, and we'll put it on our appointment log for the driver to come pick up.
Big, small? I mean, like if you had a tire.
You can do up to 2 yards of material at a time, so that's like the size of 2 washing machine and a dryer.
Oh, no, I was just thinking, people are the way they are. If somebody leaves a tire on your sidewalk tonight, it's like, okay, if you take it down, it's what, $25 disposal
fee?
Yeah,
might as well call us for a bulky item.
Yeah, save yourself a couple bucks.
Yeah, but it's... Yeah, some of the cities and the counties like to account for the illegal dumping, so it's good for them to know, too. So.
Oh, really? They track this stuff?
Yeah, that gets tracked.
Oh.
Yeah.
What happens then?
I don't know. Wait.
Just
I don't know.
Yeah, all right.
But it's okay.
Not my job.
I'm sure that they use it for a useful reason, so.
I hope. KINS, News and Information Times 844.
Hey folks, flying local is buying local. And with 3 airlines serving 5 destinations, Humboldt County has more choices than ever. Fly on American, Avelo, or United Airlines. We have service to Denver, Hollywood Burbank, LAX, Phoenix, and San Francisco airports. Now's the time to book and save on that getaway. Or have friends and family fly to visit the beautiful Redwood Coast. For more information, go to flyhumboldt.org. Fly Humboldt, more flights to more destinations.
OK, Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:48. We're back talking shop this morning with Linda Weiss. Linda, you talked about this large, bulky pickup opportunity that people have. It's got to be frustrating for you even just driving through the neighborhoods or driving to work and you see what some people are inclined to do. I know it used to be a thing, college kids. Mm-hmm. You know, at the end of the semester, they're blowing out of town. They leave, and somebody picks it up, and it's kind of like the college mystique. Mm-hmm. Yuck. Is that something that really kind of clogs things up for you guys, getting those large items, or is it really an opportunity that then is maximized once you get those items?
I believe, you know, that with on the day-to-day things for residents that are here all year round, I mean, I think that we need to really maximize our communication to people that those things are available to them. And that has to be done in many formats because not everybody gets their information the same way. Like radio is great, I found.
There's still that 5% out there that don't.
Yeah. OTV. And there's we've even put banners up, you know, in the city of Eureka, you know, over where you have.
On the garbage trucks?
No. You know, over
banners?
By Winco, you know how they put that banner up there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
And we've put them up near the school. But we've worked pretty hard with the city of Arcata, but in the city of Arcata with student move out to get that communication to them. Because many times the communication gets to the landlords and not to the people that are really residing there. So we've worked really hard. We had some really good success before COVID. We were kind of getting into a rhythm. And so I'm hoping that will happen. The telephone number to call, and I suggest, or you can get online and make a request by email. It's hard to get through to us these days on the telephone.
Oh, wait. Are you experiencing a larger than normal activity level?
Yes.
Is that the line that
yes,
everybody
that's what we
uses?
Use. Yes.
Like, I want to find the guy that's so slow, he's looking for a phone call.
Yes. Yeah, and... yeah, leave a message for us. It might take us a day or two to get back to you, but we're at 442-5711. I haven't said that number in a long time.
You are so close to our number.
Yeah, well, don't
call the
radio
station. You guys
are
11 and we're 44, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I just say to get online to recology.com, and there's a way to give us a contact us on there, and that's probably the best way to get a hold of us.
Is there a maximum limit? I mean, you said two cubic yards?
Two cubic yards. We get two.
Is that like a bed mattress or box spring? Is that close?
That's close, but we give you two pickups of 2 cubic yards per year, so it's a total of 4. We're not going to go out there with a measuring tape, but if you can get close to it, it would be great.
I was thinking like a sofa.
A sofa, a mattress, a refrigerator. What else do people put out there? They'll do chairs, TVs, just about anything that's big and bulky that's hard to get into your car yourself or something. You might need a truck to get to.
That's
the
what I was saying.
Station.
Yeah, if you need it for the, you need a truck to transport it. Here's your truck.
Yeah, this way you don't have to burn your friends out by using their truck, and you can just have us pick it up, and you can save that, you know, your friend ducket for another time when you're moving.
Yeah, or moving things around inside your house.
That's right. We're helping you.
Carpet.
Right.
As an example.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
Oh, if people have questions, just give you guys a buzz and
well,
maybe get lucky and have somebody
pick
up.
Yeah, well, what I would do is I would get online and ask a question.
Oh, is there one?
There's a way to contact us where you can write a little email, and we'll get back to you and send them on to whoever needs to answer that question.
Very cool. Well, nice flowers.
Well, thank you. I like the shirt. It was fun to go to the fair. I didn't do my laundry, and I got myself a clean shirt.
There you go. You'll see her walking down the street later today. See everybody tomorrow.